We will call to Simon here. Three. Commissioner Lennon. Here. Commissioner. And Commissioner Steerwalt.
Here.
For voting members present, we do have a quorum.
So typically, and we'll kind of walk through some of the things we do in the packet, which you might or might not have, is the notes from the previous meeting. Beth does all the note-taking. I'll kind of glance over the notes prior to this meeting. If there is, we can make those adjustments, and then we have
no, I wasn't there, so I couldn't come.
I was actually at the meeting.
You were at
the meeting. No, I did get a chance, but no, I didn't have any.
To approve the minutes.
Simon?
Yes.
Haley? Lennon?
Yes.
We're voting yes, none voting no. Minutes are adopted.
Other kind of clarification. And we have to use the mics, and we have to, any callers cannot hear us at all if they're not on, and also the meetings are being recorded. And this is the time of the agenda where we do commissioner updates. So Luis, you and I talked about this a little bit via email. So this is the time where we just kind of go around the room, and anybody who attended any meetings kind of between this last one on something or have news to report, this is when we would do it. Very frequently people don't.
Actually did my
perfect. So why don't we start with you then?
Okay. First of all, last time we spoke about the idea of checking with Triton to find out if part of their so I went online and looked at their actually have six all self-paced. They're online. Excuse me. All of them are actually for certifications. There are industry certifications in so they have courses to prep you for. They also have an entry level course. I looked at the syllabuses for all the courses, and the beginning course and the certification have both air source and geothermal heat pump. I don't know all the details. Of course, it's in there, but it was part of the curriculum. Some of the other courses are more specific, like there's one where they do simulations and that, and I didn't get a chance to look as thoroughly as I would have liked to. It does seem to be part of both the beginning curriculum and a curriculum. The idea of encouraging people to get heat pumps, doing that's kind of
version of the backstory, just because Gary and James, is that finding a contractor to keep out of the local companies.
That was the basis. If we're going to encourage it, then we certainly want people. And courses run anywhere from about 2,900 to 4,400, depending. There's a couple courses. And some of them include vouchers. I'm not exact. I think the vouchers might be paid to take the test. One of them even included, I knew nothing about this before. The other thing, I did not get a chance to call around vendors to find out. On the other, one of my favorite subjects, case for encouraging people to buy induction stoves to replace stoves. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you want to give me one? And I had talked about this when I made the public meetings, first meeting I attended, but and there is some on the backside, by the way. I don't know if you want me to go and read it, but basically making the case that someone replaces a stove. In particular, anybody that's using an electric stove already, that's an easy conversion. Of course, the downside is if you're using gas, then you need a 220 circuit, which means you probably need to hire an electrician. And induction stoves do run more money than anywhere from about $500 to $1,000 more, and the difference is based on what level of stove you're buying. Buying a really basic stove and you buy a basic induction, then it might be $500. But if you're buying a real high-end stove, then it could be as much as $1,000. I found when we bought ours, I think it was more like $500 or $600. Really, not maybe like a stove or something, but I didn't go with the. I don't know if this is something that.
I was just going to ask. I know you had provided. Newsletter.
Yes.
Could you send me
copies, you want,
and I can get them on.
All right. You missed it, but I did find out Titan curriculum for HVAC classes are on. At least a couple of them. Hopefully we're breeding a
so Beth is in the audience, which is it's really weird. So one of you took Beth's seat. I forget who technically. So Beth, she is no longer commissioner. She is going to be available, on and off. Yes, exactly. Especially for Jamie and Louise, like board and transition you guys, she will remain available to help. Leave at any time. You're a free woman.
so timely. Just a few things. So, reporting from the Planet Green Committee. Yeah, so it was early, but the in part for River Forest is, I think I reported last month that Trinity is looking for bids for rooftop two. I think they're still trying to decide between doing their own versus whatever they give the space. And then I just also wanted to report that Oak Park, there was somebody there from the Environment and Energy Commission, and they are seriously looking into whole community composting. And one of their ideas was to look into the leaf pickup and how much that costs, and I thought maybe that's something that we could do as well.
What are they doing?
These are just thinking of, you know, thinking about all the angles, but, you know, thinking about the cost that we spend on that, something that could be folded into a universal composting. So I thought just the first stage of that is just to be aware. I mean, even if we're not thinking of doing that, like, what are we as a village spending to pick it up when, you know, most of the advice these days are to leave the leaves and all of the benefits of that. So, you know, at the very least, we could, but that's cost.
They take them to compost, yeah. So you push them into a big pile at the end of the block.
Take a direct.
And then I believe they're taken to farms, aren't they? I mean, they, like,
I don't know where it goes from there, but.
But the cost is also all of the labor cost of
public
work.
Yes, that is true, and that is.
So, I mean, and if you want, then there's the gas or diesel.
And then I also went to the Park District Trust Board meeting, I guess, last night, the pickleball issue that Eric mailed to all of us. And it seems like it's being tabled for now. They're trying to determine, is there really a demand for this? And looking into other options, like restriping the tennis court so that they're multi-use. So I think
I forwarded that along to they to move forward.
A replacement for Jeff?
Got an interim.
Everybody know about that? That Jeff no longer.
Jeff Loster left.
And for the new commissioners, he's the head of what's his official
public
title?
Works and Development. Jamie.
hoping you can explain group process.
Harry and I met with Seth a while back, and we came up with kind of a little bit, especially as and there's more, or even outside of the commission. We formed into three subgroups, which is Luis and I, and renewable energy, which is Gary and Jeff, and then waste not, want not, which I guess is just so that encompasses, certainly the pick-up and everything, but also compost, even things like pumpkin smash and anything. That's the idea, that by specializing a little bit, we can a little bit deeper in terms of our
we'll share some of the documents with. There's been kind of like had over the years of the commission various documents that guiding goals. I think that's important for this commission. One is we're all volunteers. And we can't take on everything. Hope is incredibly important. Probably because we live. So, what they did was they really kind of. All of it drives towards. Every agenda will have kind of the working group. Harry, I think Jeff 3 on.
I haven't met in a month. Probably not a whole lot to report.
Just to clarify on the lighting, I think those are rec. Those are rec offsets, right?
Yeah, they're.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit lower than the light is powered by wind.
That, but you know you. Had it on your house. Okay.
Hierarchy of good things.
I just have one little tag for all this work that Luis did, which is I think, you know, as in all, you know, all our different discussions of converting, that it's better to do, even if you do something just a little, it's better than not at all. And so I have a little Instapot at home. I still don't have an induction, so, but I was using it one day, and I was like, hey, this is induction heating. And so, you know, for people who aren't ready, you know, and of course Luis did point out that you can buy a single burner unit, but another way of doing that, it is fully electric. And, you know, even if you're just doing, you know, two meals a week electric that used to be gas, that's still helping and still moving and, you know, getting you there before you're ready to actually purchase another stone. You know, I think all of these little things really help, and like everybody, Instapots are so... And you're saving energy in other ways, too, because you're combining induction heating with pressure cooking. So, you know, you can make a soup that would take you a couple of hours on the stove in 20 minutes. So, you know, just looking for the intermediate stages for those who are not, you know, people at different price points and those who are not quite ready to make a big change.
Well, and then you made that point because I know people who are, it's not that they don't care, but they're overwhelmed by the idea, oh, I'm going to convert my whole house, you know, and where did this come from? Gas was good for so many. And I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of some of the people who are, let's say, dubious. They aren't naysayers, but they're dubious. They're not enthusiastic. And I'm a good person that plays the devil's advocate, and it's not that I'm being negative or saying people can't do things. The reality of, well, I think something, I thought about that, but I all the time. Pressure cooker setting and everything. Yeah, and it's, so I think little things we can get people to do, then you're edging them in the right direction. Yeah, exactly.
Also, I was also thinking, sorry, this is just an aside, my little musings, but I was thinking of a society where they used electric, and if they were trying to move them towards gas, and they said, yeah, you know, most people's houses that burn down are from their gas stoves. You'd be like, what? And yet, just like so many things, we're willing to live with this. We're like willing to live with methane in our house, willing to live with, like, houses burning down. So, you know, status quo is hard to change.
Well, and
I'd like to say that but maybe like food for thought. Like village residents that actually have sustainability tips, and maybe
I know, so it's funny, right before. And
is this your topic this week?
So the follow up on that was great, because after we talked about it, Jill, you know, website.
Do you remember when the Wednesday Journal used to do the kind of the person on the street interview? I wonder if we could, maybe not on the street because you don't want to pick somebody random, but I think that's a great idea of getting testimonials, but I wonder if we could get the Wednesday Journal maybe do a similar thing, you know, with people who are doing sustainable things.
Well, I agree with you, and the only reason why one was at the last there for a good like 2 weeks, he was about heat pumps. So it was comical, but also right a voice, because he actually and I'm not saying this to brag about him. I'm saying this more as like laughing at him. At school, and he's in second. But I went to a meeting with my mom, and a nice lady talked about heat pumps. Heat pumps are good for River Forest.
Congrats on that.
So my point is that whether big or small, I think, you know, having out there and vouch for something is kind of a way.
I think it'd be great if we could get, say, the Wednesday Journal to do that on a regular basis. If your son could be, I think that would make an impression that he heard something at a young age.
I just put that. I made a note from, I believe,
I was here at night, and I saw somebody coming out of a meeting, and they said, do we already talk about this, that they were like heads of each of the different bodies of government that meet together regularly? Park District and village and library. So I just thought, you know, in terms of our audience, that could, if we could figure out what this group is,
that would be awesome.
That would be a good place for us
to get
to come
of,
and just,
yeah,
just get them all at once
all the
instead of
in
going around to all the different, yeah.
That exists, if
yeah,
that's a real thing.
We'll definitely look into that.
So it's really, we're not sure if that was. All right, next on our agenda is election.
So, and busy with the this cohort, I put together a memo on basically because topics they covered first and outlined it. Let me see. One just is an amendment to the how they've got it set up. Included. And just. Go into the. For instance, advertising. Anyway, with how they want to go.
Want us to read this over?
We'll review it. I had
heck you looking at?
I didn't know if you had any thoughts on.
I would think. He's right that there's like. So I would say maybe just you'll. I only got a chance to like.
There have also been subsequent. Was in the first cohort. Based on
permitting. So you're talking about getting going to.
That's correct. So
adding it to our permitting process.
Yeah, and right now the permit applications we've got. Most of those have been. Amount of electricity going to our garage. I would need to look into. We don't really. Our staff will review.
Or like similar.
Yes.
I'll tell you why I'm.
We have the 2017 electrical code, is what we adopted.
So the reason why I'm asking and I'm wondering. So, about 6 months ago, through my company, we had. for Donlin actually for us a non community to employees like have electric vehicles. So I was rejected from the program like 2.5 weeks ago. Very like subjective. It's anything other than like your zip code is ineligible. And this happened to some other people as well, like Oak Brook was another area, and I think I don't, you know, again, I don't are down on the like I don't have the I was just wondering if it had to do part of it, part of the program is your employer comes pays for your electric
knowing what.
Oh, yeah, right. And this is like, I'm just bringing it up because I wonder, like, space or employers are off. I mean, I work for AbbVie.
Complicated
in large organizations, but
I wonder if it might be somewhat perceptual, really, to take a look and see how committed the community is. Maybe they judge it by the number of public charging. You know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's an issue. Like, I'll have to see like what Don responds to, or like what just. I just thought it was unique because, like I said, about 6 months ago, somebody else told me, their company, a friend of mine, that they also had. And some of these, like, upgrades, people need to make. That's being perceived as
age
a limitation.
Oh, none of us know. So, I mean, is there a way to find that?
Oh, I mean, we're trying. We're in the process.
Okay, cool,
like,
great.
We can't, like, you know.
Cause
yeah, I just didn't know if you guys knew it.
Is this something the village could pursue as well? Like, what do you think, Seth, about reaching out to them and just saying that you heard that people are getting rejected? And
yeah, I mean, without knowing exactly what the it is something related.
Yeah.
I think that's something.
That's a real barrier to moving
well,
forward.
Well, and I know a lot of, again, like being a company, like, and knowing a lot of people here were pretty disappointed when they were rejected. And they're, you know, you know, it's like 1, 2, 3. I don't know if it's, I have to dig further. This is the first time. So is it an Illinois thing? Is it a River Forest thing? Is it a Cook County thing? I mean, it could be. I just thought it was interesting around EV rejected.
If you find out, let us know. It might be hard for you to reach out to a ginormous.
Yeah,
and it'd probably be a better chance of you. Hopefully.
I'll give you an idea, though, of my level of outreach. It's like Donlin at Donlin Services. it's not very official. And, you know, just aren't part of the pilot. And
throw your weight as being on the Sustainability Commission.
Yeah.
See if that gives you any.
I'll keep giving you guys updates as this goes. Yeah, hopefully for you guys.
I have an EV question. It's not the readiness. It's about the charge point. So I was looking at the statistics, feedback that you sent out. And it says, if I'm reading this right, it says the average session duration is 4.2 hours, and the average session charge is 3 hours. So I don't know if I'm reading this right, but it seems like on average we're saying cars are sitting there an hour beyond their charge.
Yes.
And I know we talked at
hour and 18 minutes
beyond their charge. And I know we talked about that at previous meetings, but are we moving in the direction of, you know, once you're charged, move on, or you will be charged?
Yes, so that was actually one of the bullet points I had under other business, but I can just cover that right now. So it is very easy after I touch base with, like, I think, a new contact that I'm probably helpful with all this. Yet.
Okay. I mean, that's not a tax, that's a fee.
Yeah, so I did Western Springs. They're also not. Established that
did you check in with the village lawyer?
I've checked in.
It's
that is
pumping through the system.
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
So this force because charge.
Seriously? It is, but we want them to go away.
Yeah.
So by charging them.
The point is, they leave the car, like the car's charged, and they leave it there.
But we'll stop charging, but the.
Like, Oak Park charges after 2 hours.
Yeah, I tried looking, I could not. I was
Does it say in our code that there's free charging?
Our code has nothing
no
on
mention.
It. We have,
so we don't really need to change a code if it's not.
Yeah,
it's not
our
in the code.
Entire
we have
village
promised
code does
nobody anything.
Yeah, we don't make any reference to EV charging at all. Hence,
I mean, that takes oversight. This is just something you just...
How about it?
No,
find out.
So I think, like, right before we...
I mean, I think it will. I think, like, yeah. One case. I mean, we're looking at averages, so this is going to show up. But one case I heard is that there's somebody who lives in the building across the street, and I think they use this for their nighttime parking. So again, maybe they're not really crowding out anybody, but it's not the intention of this spot that they're going to park there overnight. So I think, you know, having a heavy fee would get. And then a friend of mine just bought a car recently, and she said, yeah, my husband wants me to drive over and park it there during the day. And I was like, again, not exactly what, you know, what we had in mind here. Because I just thought of this one. Seth mentioned Oak Park. So the two sustainability officers or employees at Oak Park, Village of Oak Park, have moved on. Marcella and Abby. Marcella. Yeah,
meeting.
They announced it that. So hopefully that's a good sign because she can bring her environmental with them. But it appears that there is nobody left.
They also have
an
environmental
intern.
Services in
okay.
their public.
Okay.
That's the person mostly in.
Yeah, but as far as sustainability, it seems like there's no one there.
There's no one. I think the two, yes.
Also, nobody left to train, so it's an interesting situation.
We have a dedicated spot in our monthly, about the first Friday of every month. There is the weekly newsletter that goes out every either. So even before I started, years developing a. I've written. DJ wrote up. Added a sentence to that. Friday. Our other is article that, or we've got
I don't know if it's too late to make changes for this, but because you included the St. Catharines drop-off, that is ever-evolving, and they're only taking coats right now. Is there any way you can go in there and is it, I don't know if it's all sent off, but if it makes reference to clothes, the clothes is just getting overwhelming. I'm part of the sorting over there, and so
I'll just,
can you just strike out clothes because we get weird stuff, so. They might not want the whole village dropping off.
It's weird.
Could also put in a
economy shop.
Weekly.
Anybody has anything more pressing coming up in January?
Yes, Jane.
Posting pickups to go out. Was a shorter holiday.
Or that could be the induction stove.
Also be put in on there, let me know.
Along with the induction, or exactly how to do this or how it would work, I went out the Nova episode where they, Chasing Zero Carbon episode. They did the thing on induction stoves with the chef. There's a couple of minute excerpt from that program. I don't know if any of you have the PS portal. You know, if you donate $60 a year, you can portal and you can programs when you want to. They have the extras. They'll take a 2 or 3 minute excerpt from a program. Well, there's a bit where it's the portion where they've got the consultant chef that is restaurants how to, you know, convert from gas stoves to induction. Chef that's showing you an example of how you can cook faster and all the rest. I can see it because I've got the portal. I asked somebody I knew who doesn't have portal to see if they could see it. And I was thinking that, you know, I had this idea that you could get a demo if you had a video of cooking on induction. Wouldn't that be rather than
the TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, well, it could be out there. I don't know. Maybe somehow we could have a link to that little, or if there's, I'll check. Also, seriously, but there's an audience, you know. It's hard to put links into newsletters. I don't know if maybe foresight and
we can always following up on our left. Meeting at some point. We're just curious. I want to add this to the December. It'd be nice to be organized. There's a couple different things.
I don't know if that's like.
That's the sort of garbage and then here at Jewell.
We have statistics. Do a lot of people take advantage of the unlimited garbage?
Look into that. I can get you guys. Cycling is. You were talking about. Change up the route every week.
I actually saw him and I went.
I just had one, just to follow up. So I know that we're getting statistics for the village, but do you know, do they take statistics like per household when?
I don't believe so.
I don't know how they would.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like.
I think the only thing.
Yeah, and
that's. I mean, it just seems like with the cost associated with disposing waste, that if you have somebody really pushing the unlimited, that, I mean, it's possible they're not even covering their, what the village is paying for their waste. And so, in addition to that being an economic, it's very far from what we're trying to encourage. Like, yeah, you know, pay this little fee. Because, well, the one person I knew who took advantage of that was a contractor. So, you know, like you're saying, basically go out, do a job, and take home all their all their trash back to River Forest. So I don't know. Just I think it's something we should look in and.
Yeah, well, let's see if.
And if it's not a huge number, like
right,
you know, maybe
number,
thinking
then.
About phasing out, or at the very least, making it costly enough that a person might choose
in 5 years.
To not have unlimited waste.
Yeah.
Locked in for this
to tackle.
Well, I mean, the fees are locked in for the village vis-a-vis LRS, but I mean, the village can change. What? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, How? I mean, we have no contract with residents. Our contract is with LRS. So as a village, that's what we have to pay. But if we're trying to phase it out, there's no reason that the village couldn't say, you know, that we're not covering our costs with this. And so you raise it. I don't know. That's how I look at it. Of course, I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, I'll see if this is even. We're solving a problem right now that we're not even sure exists. Anything else? That was the LRS.
One I had is ICOR on her program. I don't fully know how it works and if there's any offsets with it other than they also like gave us pricing the standard one, so I'm not program they were promoting, so I think the thing was that $1,856 looks like it's been all but old. A lot of these may have been moved and then right. That whole level.
Actually, interesting. I mean, we had pushed this a few years ago. We had really. The efficiency program.
No, we talked about this many times. It's at no additional cost, which is not the same as free. The reason it's not free is because we pay a percentage in our utility bills every month.
Even for NICOR?
Oh.
What we do with electric?
I mean, this is essentially, this is the same program as a ComEd. They do it together. It's the same program.
And I think it's the ComEd one we push, not the...
It's the same program. It's the same program. Yeah, I mean, if they come in and they look at both, so it's the same program. They're doing some greenwashing here, and you know, trying to make natural gas look like it's natural, which it's not. And you know, and the only other thing I would say, and this came out when we got the statistics on ComEd as well, is that the majority of the participants are rebates. So you know, they go out and buy something and they get a rebate. Which what we really want to encourage is the energy efficient audit, which again is not free, but is at no additional cost.
No additional cost. I'll change my semantic.
Yeah, it's kind of like when my daughters would come home from college and say we got a free T-shirt. I was like, that T-shirt was not free.
Yeah, it's far from it.
It was at no additional cost.
But you're paying for it anyway, so you might as well use it. Maybe that's a better
right.
way of thinking
that's
about
the
it.
That's the no additional cost.
I have a question, and this might be naive, already been discussed. Is there any thought or plan to do what Oak Park has done, and that is bags at stores?
I will let Seth explain
that not,
the
it's
form
not
of
popular, right?
It's, so, no, it's the form of government we have.
Yeah, so we are a non-home rule community, whereas Oak Park is a community, lot broader taxing powers than we do.
Ah, okay.
So the only way communities under well above where we're at.
No, I don't.
So yeah, that
we
don't have the.
Is we don't.
Yeah.
Essentially, we don't have taxing authority.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have the authority.
That answers
so
the question.
The only
no,
way
I don't want to be home rule.
The only way we could do it is if the state came out with a. You know, so we fall under the state's rulings on.
So
taxing.
The idea is we have to get Springfield. To
That's
do
exactly
it.
Right.
Well,
exactly right.
I think Washington State, when I was out there in Seattle, I know Seattle can't even get a bag at the store. I mean, maybe you can buy a plastic. They don't even have four, and it's a good thing I don't.
You know, some of the things we do are purposely Springfield issues for that reason. Our single-use plastic, styrene, those are trying. Question. I'm glad you brought it up because that's always like a good bit everybody should know. Right. So we try to keep these meetings to 90 minutes or less. You know, usually they're because we know everybody's time is valuable. Our next meeting is December 12th. I'm not going to be there. Susan's going to. The first time I've ever seen it.
I haven't seen it until today.
I think it was accidentally left out from the trustees.
Meeting, yeah.
We're not allowed to gavel. You could gavel. I'm not allowed to gavel. We need a motion to adjourn.
Person Simon?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Bree?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Mazatesta?
Yes.
Turned at 8:18.
The end of the new commissioners. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys, for.